And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
School systems across the state are warning that layoffs of thousands of teachers are possible if the General Assembly does not give schools the flexibility to shift funding around to save them. Last session, lawmakers passed legislation mandating class size reductions in the early grades next fall, but didn't provide enough funding, forcing schools to lay off art, music, and PE teachers to fund the smaller classes. Earlier this session, the House passed a bill to give the schools more flexibility with the class size provision, but the Senate has yet to consider it, and the clock is ticking. Senate leaders don't actually seem very concerned, and they keep claiming schools have enough money to make the class size reductions without laying anyone off, despite compelling evidence that they are wrong. Meanwhile, thousands of teachers and the children and parents who rely on them are left in the dark, wondering what will happen next fall. The whole episode is worth remembering the next time Senate leaders claim to be strong supporters of public schools. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.